As I said, it's a very busy weekend this weekend. A lot to do, especially our good friends at the Salisbury Winter Sports Association with their Jump Fest 2018, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Let us bring in the man, and we will jump right into the forecast with Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning. And listening to you, Mike, speak, you know, I did watch a fairly good part of the Olympics last night. I was watching the ice skating. And I kind of felt bad for all of them. Almost anybody that at least was seen on TV, because there were a couple that skated during the commercials, all of them were flopping. All of them were falling. Even our own, whatever his name is, Kim Chan, who was, you know, he's 18 years old and just a phenomenal skier, a skater, he too fell once during his dance. So I don't know what was going on there. But then after that, I fell asleep. But I do enjoy watching the ice skating. There's no doubt about it. To me, that is such a skill. Because I know what it is to dance without ice skates on. I just can't imagine doing dancing with ice skates on. But good for them. All right. So here we go with the weather. Some sunshine today. There may be a late day snow shower. In the low 30s, and maybe some snow showers overnight, not a big deal. Near 30, if there is a snow shower Saturday morning, it'll end, it'll be cloudy, and there may be a couple of rain showers coming back late in the day in the mid-40s. Sunday, we are looking for occasional rain. With highs in the mid-40s, any showers Monday will go to partly sunny and a high of 40 to 45 degrees. So now I know you're going to ask me questions, so okay. Shoot.
We'll break it down. Tonight, 7 o'clock, they begin the target practice, the target jumping, and that goes to about 10 o'clock tonight. So wind conditions, temperature, and precipitation in between 7 and 10?
Between 7 and 10, I'd say the temperature would be in the upper 20s. The wind, not bad, 5 to 10, and cloudy.
All right, so that's upper 20s is like unbelievably great. So they should have a nice crowd for that tonight. Now, tomorrow, practice begins at 11. The main jumping begins at 1, goes to about 3:30, 4 o'clock.
So at 11, it'll be near 40. By 1 o'clock, it'll be in the mid-40s, and it'll be cloudy, and there may be a little bit of drizzle or a shower.
Okay, but nothing steady at all.
No.
All right. Now for Sunday, once again, the practice jumping begins at Satry Hill at 11. Then they take a noon break. And then at 1 o'clock, the Eastern Championships.
Okay. Well, we're in the low 40s most of the day on Sunday, and it's raining. Now the big question is, how much rain will fall? And I'm going to look at a couple of different things here, because one of them I think was a little bit more, and I'm looking at from the National Weather Service, their take on it. Their take for during the day Sunday is that we get almost an inch of rain, which is a lot of rain. And let's go to the Euro and see how much rain the Euro is giving us on Sunday. I know they're not giving us any snow, so that's out of that's out. The Euro is giving us 1.25 inches of rain, all rain. So either way, it looks like some of the rain will come down hard.
Okay, and that would be in between like the 11 and 3 o'clock.
That is correct. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that, and we said that yesterday, and you said that wasn't looking good, so Sunday's still not looking good. Friday night, okay. Saturday, okay. But Sunday, not. So, good luck. Maybe we'll be totally wrong like we were yesterday. And instead of having heavy rain, you'll have nothing but drizzle.
Well, one can hope for that.
Yeah, well, you know, anything's possible with this ridiculous weather pattern. I mean, the groundhog said 6 more weeks of winter, and winter takes a recess.
Well, but winter will come back. We know that.
Oh, yeah, I'm almost positive. But, I mean, you know, the groundhog's not going to be right for the entire nation. Because no. In Chicago right now, they're probably trying to find him. you know, because it is snowing. So far, Chicago had 8 inches of snow overnight, and it's still snowing there now. And they'll get some additional snow today, probably another couple of inches, and then more snow comes in tonight and tomorrow with another 2, 3, 4 inches. So when all is said and done, Chicago will wind up with over a foot of snow this week.
They can handle it, though.
Yeah, you tell them that.
Well, they can. I think they're good about that.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think they're good at handling that in Chicago. Don't you think so?
Oh, I think they can handle it. But, I mean, it's not easy to handle because that city is as busy as New York.
Yeah, but
so, you know, your airports and stuff like that, you know, but they're more that's used, what they have to worry about.
But they're used more used to getting snow than New York.
Yeah, I guess you're right there.
You know, it's not such a big deal to them. I mean, it is a big deal, but it's something that they handle a lot more than New York. So, you know, and in New York, like that one winter, you saw what happened in New York. It was paralyzed. What was that, 2 winters ago? 3 weeks?
Right.
New York and Boston, they were paralyzed. Chicago just goes on normally. They can deal with
right.
They can deal with it. But New York and Boston have a bad winter. It's unbelievable.
I'm just looking. It says this at this airport. It's currently 5:56, right? I was looking to see if O'Hare was closed. Current delay status. It's in the excessive range, so I guess it's 5 hours. I see a 5 here.
Yeah.
That's what I see. 5. Yep. So delay status is excessive.
Yes. Well, of course it would be.
Yeah.
View
O'Hare. That's pretty cool. O'Hare Airport delays and arrivals. Yeah, there's just forget about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm sure that's going to happen now for Cleveland, too, because.
But no one goes to Cleveland.
No one goes to Cleveland.
People only go to Cleveland to pass away or go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
That's okay, because right now at Cleveland, it's 20 degrees and it's snowing there, too. So, and again, we're not going to see this, which is unusual because you know as well as I do. When Chicago gets a storm, usually the next day we do. We get it.
Yeah.
But that's not going to be the case. When it gets to us, it's going to be the former rain.
Well, these things happen, but at least we've got now. It looks like tonight and tomorrow are good for the ski jumping, and they can jump in the rain. They can jump in the rain. Just can't. I don't think they can jump in a monsoon, but they can jump in a rain.
They can jump in the rain. And tomorrow you'll be working with Anthony J tomorrow and Bill on Sunday.
Anthony J.
Yes.
Anthony, you know Wednesday is spaghetti. Remember that commercial?
Yes, of course.
Anthony.
Yep.
And Anthony comes running for his spaghetti.
Yep, I could go for some spaghetti right now.
I know, that's right. Hey, Pat, I'm so old, you know what I do with my spaghetti?
Uh-oh.
I cut it up.
Oh, okay.
It looks like the spaghetti that used to come in the can.
Yeah, right, spaghetti. Right, yeah, whatever it was. Not SpaghettiOs, but something like that, right.
All right, hey, Pat, have a good weekend.
Yeah, you do the same, Marshall. See you Monday.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano in the Weather Center this morning with a check on our tri-state forecast.